How does it break down, though, with your membership? How many of them are religiously or something affiliated? I mean, are there a lot of church-based groups? Is it all community groups? Is it professors throughout the state? What is the kind of distribution amongst your membership?
We have individual members, and then we have member groups. So the member groups, I would say, you know, a good third of those are probably peace groups of some sort. Many of them are local, small local peace groups, so it might be five or six people in a small town who do a weekly peace vigil, and that might be their activity, or it might be the social justice committee of a small church that is a member group of ours. I don't actually have the statistics here about how many are religious, so I don't think I can answer that question, but it's definitely a mix of people, groups that come in with from a religious motivation and other groups that are not.
If someone wanted to be there for the awards dinner, is that possible? How would they go about being at the October 3rd event?
Oh, it's definitely open to the public. It's a working meeting for our member organizations to come to because we do have a business meeting part of it. I should also say that the theme this year is connecting the dots, and we'll be doing a panel presentation with activists who have done that, who have taken one issue, activists who work on one issue, and connected that to people in another issue to make a stronger coalition. Then we'll follow that up with workshops for the different areas, the immigrant rights, prison issues, the environment, and anti-war. But it is definitely open to the public, and the meeting will be at the Goodman Center in Madison on Saturday, October 3rd, starting at 10 a.m. We'll have a reception for the awarding of the Peacemaker Awards at 3:15, and then they'll be followed by a reception, which is open to the public at 4:30.